Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. It would be nice to hear from today, Rockwired Profiles, La Cat and her playful, jazzy release, Boudoir Rouge. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. But most people, a lifelong lodger on a dead end road. But I like mine to shine like gold. The darkest hour turned brighter than a rose. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Singer and performer Cat Lester is better known to horror film fans as the Lady in Lavender from the 1978 horror classic Phantasm, but Rockwired knows her best as a playful sex kitten with a jazzy sound that brings to mind 1930s Paris. Her album, Boudoir Rouge, is a delectable little romp filled with both original material and interesting spins on modern-day pop songs from the likes of Madonna and Eurythmics. I had a chance to speak with Kat regarding the new release and her embrace of a bygone era, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From the CD Boudoir Rouge, here is La Cat with More.
And 1, 2, 3, 4. Don't give me no run around, try to pin me down from within. Been up that murky road before. Take all of my heart, that's what I'm down for giving. But all you see no more is more, more, more. All you see no one is more. I don't know. This hold you got on me is slipping. Boy, you've gotten on my nerves. It's starting out a show. And this here heart of mine is tripping, tripping.
This heart of mine is hurting.
From the CD Boudoir Rouge, that was La Cat with More. Visit La Cat at her official website, www.lacatmusic.com. I had a chance to speak with Cat regarding her forthcoming release, and here's how it went.
Well, Boudoir Rouge is out there for, well, I mean, it'll be out there soon for everyone to hear, and with all the work that has gone into making it, how do you feel about the end result?
I am so happy and so proud, I must say, because I worked on this for about 4 years on and off. And the reason I did that was there was a lot going on in my mind, number one. But number two, or I should say number one, I really wanted to create something that had the feel of, you know, a bygone era, but still was very fresh and very different, to put a twist on it. And I think I did that. I knew that if I was happy with it, that it would be authentic and somebody out there would get it as well.
And what about that era specifically, the 1930s? I mean, well, what about that era drew you to it?
Okay, well, I've got to tell you, like, I fell in love with Paris when I visited in 97, and I always dreamt of what it might have been like during the jazz age in the 1920s with Josephine Baker and Cole Porter and Marlene Dietrich gracing the nightclubs and the cafes along the Champs-Élysées, and I was so inspired by it, by that all of it, especially the music, that I wanted to recreate the mood and the feel and the glamour of that era. So, and especially in my songwriting and performances, so hence came La Cat. She was born out of all of that inspiration.
Wow. And talk about how music began for you. I mean, I mean, I know about the movie career and all that, but did music come earlier, or how did that happen for you?
Music came very early. I have a pretty funny story. I might have been in the second or third grade, and I used to, you know, the girls always used to go into the bathroom to fuss with their hair and this and that, even at such a young age. And we'd be talking, and I noticed the acoustics were great. And one time when I was alone in the bathroom, I started singing. And I said, wow, this is really something. So I went up to my two little friends, and I said, hey, you want to start a girl group? And we started singing in the girls' bathroom in grammar school. And we'd put on little shows. And so that's how it all started.
Were there ever any particular artists that spoke to you specifically, or was it just any kind of music?
I loved all kinds of music, I must say, but who really spoke to me from a very early age was Tina Turner, hands down. And then still, even at such a very young age, I loved all the glamour goddesses, you know, of the 1920s and 30s, you know, the golden age of Hollywood and all that, you know. The music that Marlene Dietrich sang and Josephine Baker. So it was just a really, I don't know, it's a huge realm of music that I was into. Also, God, who else? The Supremes. You name it. Let's see, I said Tina Turner, Queen, Ella Fitzgerald. Then there's Pavarotti. I mean, it's all over the place.
Nice.
I love Annie Lennox and Midler. Madonna. Of course, Madonna. So, I could go on and on. Eartha Kitt. All of the divas. But I would have to say, I think Annie Lennox might be my favorite.
And you cover her in this one. Well, you cover Eurythmics in this one anyway with I Need a Man.
Yes, I do.
Talk. You didn't have to tell everybody, but talk about why you selected that one.
I always loved Annie Lennox's songwriting ability and her singing. And when she came out with that song, and especially the video, I had never seen her that way. You know, she'd always been pretty androgynous, or she'd wear really bizarre outfits. And this was the one time.
She's wearing a low-cut dress and a blonde wig, yes.
She was the sexy diva that I had never seen before, but I had always heard in her voice. And I was just wild about the song and wild about the video. And I just always wanted to put my own spin on it, do something jazzy, you know, jazzy twist on it. So that's what inspired me there. Always loved the song. She's an amazing songwriter and singer.
And that almost, and that practically goes into my next question here. At what point did songwriting happen for you? Well, was it through making this album, or was it before? Or?
Oh, my goodness. I told you way back in grammar school, I even remember my first song that I wrote there with the great acoustics, you know, in the tile bathroom. I mean, it really did start back then, and I've been writing. Let me say that. I started taking it seriously, I think, in, it was the early 80s. That's when I decided it was time to really record, you know, with producer. And what happened was somebody had asked me to write a song for their wedding. And then it turned out they were going to have a really, have you ever heard of klezmer music?
No.
Klezmer music is... I should say like Yiddish music, and it's basically a big bass drum and cymbals and a clarinet. And the song that I had written would not have worked with that kind of So I was frantic. I thought, what am I going to do? And then I thought, I know, I'm going to get it recorded. And it just so happened that the bride was putting together a really beautiful montage, and I said, hey, use this song in your montage, and then everybody will be happy. And it worked out beautifully. And then working with this producer, it just, you know, I'd come to him with this one song, and he said, you know what, I'd like to hear some other songs that you've written. And I played them for him. And he said, this is really good. You shouldn't sit on this. We should make an album. So I did. But that album, that was very different from what I'm doing now. It was more... bluesy and southern rock.
I see.
And I really didn't want to go in that direction, but I was kind of nudged, and I said, well, all right. But I had always had this other idea in my head about, you know, recreating the feel of the 1930s and all that. So.
And you said earlier that it took 4 years from, you know, from the project's conception up until now. Has it changed much for you? I mean, has it turned out exactly as you had planned, or have there been other flourishes that have made it different from what you've imagined?
Oh, it's as I imagined. I mean, I really couldn't be happier. As I told you before, I actually got an invitation to play in Moscow on the 27th. To be featured at the Kasady Ball, which is an exclusive benefit, which is raising funds for homeless children in Russia. And, you know, I had dreamt of taking the show on the road, taking the show to Europe. And here we go. That's my first bite. You know, and here it is. I had always, you know, just if you look at the cover of the CD and actually the whole thing, it really was, I really wanted to create the visuals. I wanted the visuals to be a really good representation of the music. And I think it came to fruition. You know, I think the Russians were very drawn to it because it looks very Russian. It's very opulent, you know, the burgundies and the gilded frame and all that. So, and then if you look at the back of the CD, you see me standing on top of the Eiffel Tower with the world behind me.
Right.
It says Hollywood to Paris, so I just kind of put my dream out there, and here we go. Buckle your seatbelts, baby, here comes La Cat.
Visit La Cat at her official website, www.lacatmusic.com. From her CD Boudoir Rouge, here is La Cat once again with Wicked Little Girls.
Hey, Bo! nerves and kisses and turn me wild. You better keep an eye on your boys and lock them up tight, 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 tight. Dukes up, baby, dukes up. You think that I'm a lady? You think that I won't fight? I make your eyes shine like a lily colored moon at night. Oh, you think you're my one and only, only sophisticated yogi told me. You gotta love living while you're living, or you won't love life. To ever hit this town.
That's right.
I'm a well read woman. Ooh, and a bottle of yum. I wanna have a party, let's get naughty. Do you want some fun? Cause we're such wicked little girls. Kiss the boys, make them cry. Raising double trouble every time we pass them by. Some might say we're. Kicked out right away on my hideaway. I'd advise you not to play with us. Wicked little girls. Kiss the boys and make them cry. Raise double trouble every time we pass them by. So much safer. Wicked little girls. With curves and kisses and pearly white. You better keep an eye on your boys. Lock them up tight. Every day and every night, high stepping is what we like. Here come those devils, sneaky, cheeky rebels. Every day and every night, high stepping is what we like. Wicked little girls, kiss the boys, make them cry. Cross in double trouble every time we pass them by. So I say,
Profiles with your host Brian Lush will return in just a moment.
Sometimes I call my
Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Jane Badler, and her intoxicating forthcoming CD, Tears Again, featuring the band Sir. This time around, Jane gets down and dirty as only the legendary sci-fi vixen can, with a sinewy collection of edgy, witty songs that take the listener on a journey through that disaster area called romantic love. With tracks such as Four Corners, Men Who Lie, and I Don't Trust Women, and the slinky first single, The Wrong People, love and life never sounded more chaotic, or as sexy. Jane Badler, Tears Again, Rockwired's Artist of the Month. visit Jane at myspace.com/JaneBandler.
Sometimes I wonder why I just don't...
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for singer and performer La Cat and her forthcoming CD, Boudoir Rouge. Rockwired had a chance to speak with this dynamic performer, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Talk about the musicians you worked with on this recording.
Well, they were fantastic. I worked with William Tavenou, who also was my producer, great guitarist. He's just one of the best producers I've ever worked with. And Aaron Kaplan, he also produced Wicked Little Girls and wrote The Best I Ever Had. And he's one of the top guitarists in town, as a matter of fact. He's just an amazingly talented young musician. So also I've worked with Doug Webb, who's one of the top saxophone players around. Also, Larry Williams, trumpet player, Mark David on drums, and Brett Simons on upright bass. He tours with the Beach Boys, as a matter of fact. He's just excellent. So that's to name a few.
And explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process. How do you go about it?
That's very funny. I'm so glad you asked.
Well,
what happens routinely is if I take a bit of a drive and I'm stuck in traffic, I don't know if it's out of boredom or what, but I start thinking about, I just start spewing out lyrics. I start thinking about ideas and lyrics and I start writing them down. And it's probably not the best thing to do, you know, when you're driving, but I don't look at the paper. I just kind of scribble. I always keep paper in my car. And I scribble on the paper all my ideas down. And then when I get home, I decode it all, which is a lot of fun. It's like a puzzle. And I get on the guitar and I just start trying different chord progressions and then magic starts to happen. Sometimes it's a lot quicker than others. And it really kind of surprises me. And the ones that take a really long time, it's funny, it doesn't upset me. It's just like, you know, when you've got a puzzle and you just want to finish it.
Right.
You just have to put that last piece, and that's what it feels like. It's really a lot of fun, actually, and I feel blessed that I was given that ability.
With that being said, of the original material on the album, which song resonates for you the most and why?
Let me think. Let's see. What resonates with me? Well, on the fun side, Talk to Me. and then on the more serious side, River. It's the only song, as a matter of fact. River is the only song on the album that has absolutely nothing to do with romance, but I wrote it as a plea for love and humanity. And that was written out of a very painful segment that I saw on the news a couple years back. And a young child had been shot, a black child had been shot. And it was skinheads that claimed the shooting, and they were very proud of the fact that they shot him, you know, because of his color, and so that's why I wrote it. I was just so moved, and it's my plea. So on a brighter note, so Talk to Me, that also came out of a personal experience, and I won't get into that any further. This is love affairs can be really exciting. That's all I have to say.
And the cover. covers you pick for this for this project. Surprisingly, I mean, with the exception of songs like "Keep Young and Beautiful," you know, the other ones are pretty much modern day songs that have been given this, you know, 1930s twist.
Yeah, that was my intent, and I'm so glad that I accomplished that. And it's so funny because I had heard these songs over and over, and I said for years, wow, I would love to put a spin on it, you know, and just make it fresh to feel like, you know, it's from way back when. And especially I Need a Man, like you said. And then where is it? Hanky Panky, that was written by Madonna for Dick Tracy.
That's right.
And so it already had that feel. I just wanted to slow it down a little bit and make it a little sexier.
And you succeeded.
Well, thank you. And then there's that wonderful song, Wicked Little Girls, that was written by Estero, who's huge in Canada. I know a lot of people know her out there as well, but shame on me. I hadn't even heard of her until I was watching Jimmy Kimmel one night, and he came on and sang that song, and I ran out the next day to get her album, and I thought, oh my God, I have to cover that song. Except I put the Bossa Nova spin on it.
And the song "Keep Young and Beautiful," is that another nod to Annie Lennox, or is it a nod to Eddie Cantor?
Well, it's actually, shame on me, I can't remember the name of the person that actually wrote it. It wasn't Cole Porter or Eddie Cantor. It was written, I believe, in the 1930s for a play, a musical.
Yeah, Roman Scandals.
Thank you.
Yeah. Lucille Ball is in that one.
Was she really?
She was one of the dancers in the number, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, see, I learned something. So now I spun away from it. What was the question?
Oh, about "Keep Young and Beautiful." I was asking if it was a nod to Annie Lennox or to Eddie Cantor.
Well,
and you were...
it was because of Annie Lennox that I discovered the song. It was on her Diva album. Actually, the video, I saw the video, heard the song, and I thought, I have to cover that. That is the coolest little song. So, it so reflects what's going on today. I had always imagined doing that song, you know, in Las Vegas or wherever it takes me, Paris, wherever, and having shirtless men with doctor's masks on, you know, dancing behind me as I sing the song with giant syringes and they both talk on it. Oh, I always thought that would be hilarious. I mean, it really is. It's so reflective of what's going on these days. I really think that that's the case. And what I've been noticing, and a lot of other people have been, is that, you know, we're all in a money crunch, but not when it comes to entertainment. And people longing for organic sounds and music as opposed to all of this, you know, electronica. And I think that they're drawn to being taken away, you know, taken away from all the pain and the hardship. And then this new movie that's come out with Cher and Christina Aguilera called Burlesque.
Right.
Yeah, everybody seems to be drawn to not only the era, but also, like I said, more of an organic feel and glamour and, you know, escaping. That's the best way to escape. Put on something fancy and get out of the house and go see a show.
And is that what you think you offer with this album, Escape?
Oh, yes, honey. I wish you could come to the show tomorrow. I offer an escape, that's for sure.
Visit LaCatiter official website, www.lacatmusic.com. From the CD Boudoir Rouge, here is LaCat once more with Hanky Panky.
or the back of your hand, somewhere on my behind. Treat me like I'm a bad girl. Even when I'm being good to you, I don't want you to thank me. Just spank me. Some guys like to see it talk, and others they like to tease. Tie my hands behind my back, and ooh, I'm in ecstasy.
Going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Kat Lester for her time and her music, and to Elise Kingsley of Muse Media. Visit LaCat at www.lacatmusic.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush. Remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.